Cristina Fernandez, born Los Angeles, California, 1965. Maria's Great Expedition, 1995 to 1996. Digital exhibition prints and bilingual narrative. Exhibition prints are made from the original 5 gelatin silver prints, 1 chromogenic print, and 1 inkjet print. Fernandez's installation mimics the kind of museum display that tells the stories of European conquistadors or white U.S. expansionists in the Southwest. Rather than focus on these dominant histories, Fernandez turns to the story of her great-grandmother, Maria Gonzalez, the first member of her family to migrate to the United States from Mexico. The artist photographed herself in the guise of her relative and paired these images with detailed stories that relate her family history to larger accounts of the trials and milestones of Mexican migration and settlement in the early 20th century. Fernandez pointedly adopts photography's evolving techniques, from Depression-era documentary-style black-and-white prints to mid-century color snapshots, to highlight how Chicanx's experiences have consistently been omitted from histories of the West. Smithsonian American Art Museum, museum purchased through the Luisita L. and Franz H. Denghausen Endowment.
Continue listening to hear a visual description of the artwork.
A tan color map depicts the southwestern United States and Central America outlined in black. A red line starting in central Mexico curves upward and to the left, making a large arc into Colorado, coming down to Arizona, and jutting out left and ending in Southern California. The words Gulf of Mexico and Pacific Ocean label these bodies of water. A black and white photograph depicts a woman in profile, standing in the right half of the picture. She is facing to the right into a light source and wears a long white dress and dark shawl with her hands folded in front at her waist, holding the shawl. The dark background hides details in the room behind her. A black and white photograph depicts a woman facing us, standing in the center of a dark background, wearing a white dress and clasping a dark pouch with both hands. Behind her hangs a clothesline with 3 white garments and a white sheet. A washboard, bottle of bleach, box of detergent, and a metal bucket with white laundry spilling out sit on the floor in front of her. A black and white photograph depicts a woman next to railroad tracks sitting on a large dark trunk with a knitting bag at her feet. She holds papers in her left hand and knitting needles in her right hand, while looking expectantly to the right up the tracks. A black and white photograph depicts a woman in a grassy field walking toward us, carrying a wooden crate in her left hand, with her right hand extended for balance. In the foreground are more crates filled with produce. On the right is a corner of the bed of a truck with stacked full crates. A black and white photograph depicts a woman standing next to the trunk of a large tree, growing in front of a tall apartment building and a clothesline with white laundry. She wears a shirt dress and white apron with her hands clasped and posed with her right foot crossed in front of her left foot. A photograph depicts a woman wearing a red sweater and brown skirt with a newspaper tucked under her left arm, standing in profile in front of a large white vintage oven placed against a blue-green wall. Her face turned toward us, she pours liquid from a kettle into a cup.